Congressman Don Young says this month's ruling by a federal judge reinstating the roadless rule in the Tongass would most likely prevent the development of future hydroelectric projects in much of Southeast. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, Young made the statement during a community roundtable in Ketchikan today.
Earlier this month, U.S. District Court Judge John Sedgwick reinstated roadless rule protections for the Tongass, siding with a coalition of environmental groups, tourism businesses, and the organized village of Cake. Since that time, Southeast leaders have been working to determine whether the court decision would prevent them from moving forward with a bevy of hydro projects in the planning stages. City of Ketchikan Mayor Lou Williams III says the city is waiting to hear whether its planned Whitman Lake hydroelectric project would be affected.
We want to start working on that next year, and we have the permits and everything, but if they're going to all of a sudden now change and say we can't because of the roadless, we've got a real issue.
City Manager Carl Lamelon, who also manages Ketchikan Public Utilities, says the city has been in contact with the Forest Service about the roadless court ruling.
We haven't been able to get a definitive answer out of the Forest Service as to whether or not we're going to be able to move that project forward.
The Forest Service confirmed Wednesday that the agency has not determined whether hydro projects would be affected by the court ruling. Erin Uloth is the spokesperson for the Tongass National Forest.
It's understandable that folks are frustrated. And I want to say that it's taking us a while because we want to get it right. We don't have experience with this issue in Alaska. We've been under an exemption for a long time, and so we don't want to be changing information midstream.
Young says he believes that the recent court ruling would likely prevent most planned hydro projects in the region. Young says he would use a threat of federal funding cuts to see that the hydro projects move forward.
We do have the purse strings, and we should be able to ask them respectfully in the cases of hydropower to allow that those projects to go forth. They may not agree, but then what we have to do is just whack their money, and maybe they get a little more interest if that happens.
The Clinton-era roadless rule prohibits logging and road building in unroaded portions of the Tongass. The rule does, however, allow some logging in roadless areas for utility corridors. Still, Southeast Alaska Power Agency Executive Director Dave Carlson says he believes the court ruling would effectively halt most hydro projects.
The judge's decision exempts transmission lines. I don't think it exempts hydro. And certainly the current Obama administration has an interpretation that includes hydro projects as roadless. So obviously there is conflict between the judge's decision and the Obama administration.
Carlson says most of the region's hydro projects are in roadless areas. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.